Blog Talk Radio.
And I don't think we're getting music again, advocates, but you know, let's not worry about that. It must be Sunday night. This is welcome to episode 14, y'all, of the Pitbull Advocates, September 9, 2018. My name is Dogfather.
I'm Joe Frazier from Level Pit Rescue.
And I'm Diane Lynn from We Love Pitbulls.
Who's on the show tonight, Diane?
Tonight we have Megan Caputo. She is an animal rights attorney. I think she's going to be give us a lot of information.
I'm looking forward to this one. Diane, you've talked to her, and I have. We had a great conversation the other evening about coming on the show and talking about these things, and I've got a lot of questions. I know Joe and Diane, you have questions, and this is a call-in show, so we invite you to call in and ask Megan your questions. Maybe you've got some questions, concerns, maybe not necessarily legal advice, we're not looking for that, but maybe you have some questions that deal with something that Megan can help you out with, animal rights. 929-477-2860, 929-477-2860. Diane, you have something going. 772, I see your call in there, hang in there. Speaking of callers, Diane,
okay.
you have put together a gift for everyone that calls tonight. So,
yes, I have.
And what is that? I think we're going to give a sticker away tonight. Is that it?
Yes.
I just gave it away.
Yeah. And hopefully we're going to get more callers. We're going to build this up, and eventually they're going to get a great T-shirt. We're going to do some trivia.
Yeah,
something to look forward to.
Yeah. Do you have that trivia pulled up there, Diane? I could do that here, too, if you wanted me to. I know I have that link saved somewhere.
What's that?
We've got our Pitbull trivia link. Actually, we're just going to say, let's be specific, American Pitbull Terrier trivia. We're going to throw five questions at you. Four questions, actually, and a bonus question. You get all those answers right, and we're going to get you that nice T-shirt for answering all these correctly. So brush up on your American Pitbull Terrier trivia
and
here.
And you just don't forget, Dog Father, you don't get to participate in this because you get every one of them right.
Oh, yeah. No, I am not involved in this whatsoever. Diane, I'm going to send you the link, Diane, here right quick. And then you can pick and choose the questions that you want to ask. And in the meantime, Joe, what have you got? Anything, updates going on there? There you go. Yeah, Diane, there's a link in your messenger there.
Okay.
Joe, what kind of things have you got? Any new things going on over at Love Pit Rescue?
Well, we got Beth's adoption finalized with her foster, so she's finally in her forever home.
That's always good to hear. And I know Rocky, that beautiful brindle boy, you guys saw him on the Facebook Pitbull Advocate page there. He just got his new home, and he's been finalized.
Aww.
And he has got, not only has he got a home, but he's got a home that's got some acreage, so he's got room to run around and use up some of that pitbull energy that they're all so famous for. So. Good on you, Joe, and Love of Pit Rescue, and good on Rocky. Always good to hear these success stories that are going on out there. Again, this is a call-in show, 929-477-2860. Dan, I'm going to let you go over there on your control board, and if you kick on that little red microphone button there and bring Megan on,
right,
and we'll introduce her to the show.
Okay.
It's on the job training, and there you go. Megan, welcome to the Pitbull Advocate.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
So let's get right into this. I'm gonna. I want to know. You are an animal rights attorney.
That's
were
correct.
You? And how long have you been practicing animal law? And were you doing another practice before you got into? Into being an animal rights attorney?
Well, that's a very good question. Actually, animal rights law is a passion of mine. It is a part of my practice. It's always been a part of my practice. I am a local attorney in Miami-Dade County, Florida, which I'm sure all of your listeners know is one of the worst counties in the country for pit bulls. They are vilified like crazy here. And I have been a long, long time lover of the breed and a long time supporter. I've been involved with the Miami Coalition Against Breed-Specific Legislation for a lot of years, first as a supporter and then as their general counsel. I am the attorney for them. I run all of their legal endeavors, and we are currently undergoing the major task of trying to remove the pit bull ban. But before I became an attorney, I was always in the animal world. First, believe it or not, as a groomer well over 10 years ago. And then in other aspects, helping with breeding situations and making sure that I picked up where USDA left off in some other areas, helping people to make the right decisions and do the right things for all breeds, but specifically pit bulls, because let's face it, there's a little bit too much breeding in the industry and a little bit of overbreeding, especially down here. We have too many unfortunate unwanted animals. So I've always been involved in one way or another. Now I just get to do it on the legal front.
Yeah. You know, that's a thing about, you know, with these dogs in particular, the pit bull type dogs, I don't have numbers, but I can tell you that the dominant type of dog in the Maricopa shelter down in Phoenix, here in Arizona, is predominantly of the pit bull type dogs. You cannot walk down any of these through any of these rooms without seeing, just recognizing right off the bat what's going on. Very
absolutely.
Overbred.
It's very true down here specifically.
Yeah, and that's another topic in itself is the overbreeding. I'm not going to get into too much on that, but I'm not anti-breeding across the board. I am for people that are breeding show, working, confirmation, putting the time, the effort, the money into a proper breeding program. These backyard breeders just nothing kind to say about that right there.
Absolutely, and that was my path, was counseling, and my main focus was making sure that we had breeders that their focus was to breed out the bad health traits that exist in all the breeds, especially the large breeds with the high rates of cancer and high rates of hip dysplasia. That was our focus, was to breed those lines out of the world so that we have dogs that can stay as our family members for 18, 20 years instead of 5 or 6. That was our focus. So I'm 100% with you on that.
Yeah. Diane, Joe, you got any questions for Megan? Or should we take a phone call?
There's a caller. It's been waiting.
All right, that looks like a Florida number to me right there. 772 Florida, welcome to the Pitbull Advocate. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello there, Patrick and Diane and Megan and Joe. This is Debbie Dahmer, the radio host.
That's
and producer
Debbie the Pitbull
of
Dahmer.
Yes, this is Pitbull Debbie. How are all
you,
Pitbull Debbie?
That you're doing? The louder you bark, the more you're heard, okay? And thanks for
right.
Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals, highly supports you, okay? And I've been promoting this show, and it's just teamwork all the way together because the pit bulls get the bad rap, you know, and it's sad because they are, you know, one dog bites and they take it out on all of them, and it's not right, you know? So, but thank you. And Diane, thanks for all your doing. Patrick, Joe, Megan, you know, all of us, four supporters, teamwork.
Yeah. You got a question for Megan tonight, Debbie?
Yeah, Megan, I know you're going to be coming on my show also, and thank you. But in Miami, you know, this breed, you know, this ban has been going on for some time now. And, you know, what will it take? I mean, I know it's going to be more voices out there and action takers. But if we all, you know, keep spreading the word and getting help for these pit bulls, you know, the action will be taken faster, you know, and changes to be made. So what do you recommend out there for all the listeners, you know, what they can do, you know, to help out, you know, like contact their legislators, their, you know, they go to on any meetings, town hall meetings, because these animals have been so, you know, they're gentle. And it's you got to bring the deed, not the breed, you know. So what would you recommend? Because I'm trying to get out on my radio station. You know, I stand up for all of them, but I've had shows on anti-dog fighting, chaining, BSL. And it's like, you know, we know we're not spinning our wheels because we're getting our voices out there, and they are listening. But what more can we do? I mean, we can't make anybody call the legislators, but what could, I mean, to get more involved?
That is an excellent, excellent question, Debbie. And I get asked that all the time. Every time I'm out wearing my shirt, I have people stop me on the street and say, well, I'm just one person. I don't know what it is that I can do about this, but I hate it. You know, I have pit bulls and I'm scared and I have to hide because I'm afraid that the county is going to come and take them. Or, you know, I can't even move into your county because I have my babies and I can't leave them behind. I get asked that question all the time. And I will tell you all, number one, a little hint for everybody, if you are in Miami-Dade County or any area of the entire country, because this is a national fight, keep an eye on Miami-Dade County next month. Me, along with the Coalition for Against Breed-Specific Legislation, we are making some serious moves next month. It is a very big month for us. We have our annual barbecue coming in November. That's one thing that locals can do, show up to this barbecue. We have the commissioners that will be there. These are the people that make these judgments and make these rules. You need to be in front of them. You need to show them your babies. Tell them what they mean to you. Show them what the breed really is. Other than that, if you're not local to us to help us with our current fight, there are things that you can do all over the country. There are BSL laws everywhere. There is miseducation everywhere. And unless people get out on an individual basis and show what this breed really is, all these naysayers and these horrible websites like dogsbites.com and everything are still going to be highlighted by the media and by the mainstream because they're the only ones with the loudest voice. And you're absolutely right, Debbie. The louder you bout, bark, the more you're heard, 100%. What you need
there
to do on a local level, what you need to do is you need to find out who is in charge of your county. Every county in the United States has a hierarchy. Everybody thinks that what they're supposed to do is go straight to the state level and start writing your state representative. That's not always the case. In our instance, the state, there's nothing that the state can necessarily do because it is not a statewide ban. It is actually banned by the state of Florida for any other counties to enact the same type of ban. That's a little known fact in Florida. No other county can do what Miami-Dade is doing. Everybody thinks that, oh, well, it's just Miami-Dade has been there the longest. No, Miami-Dade County's ban has been there since 1989.
Wow.
It is an extreme fight. It's been a fight this whole time. But in 1990, the Florida State Legislature put into an effect a law that states that no other county can put forth any of this type of ban, any breed-specific ban, in any county, city, or municipality in the state of Florida. The only reason that Miami-Dade still exists is because it was grandfathered in. So that is why we have a very specific fight in this county that you don't see in a lot of other areas. And a lot of people, they want to help, so they send information and statistics to their state legislature. And I am never going to tell you not to do that, but most of these bans are on the county level. You have to get to the county people. You have to talk to the county commissioners. You have to talk to your mayor, to your city mayor. Those are the people that have the most influence in your day-to-day life. And a lot of people don't realize that. The other thing that any day person can do that, you know, say you're like me and you have kids and families and jobs, responsibilities and things like that, and you're afraid you can't spend all this time calling and writing. What you can do, just go out in the street wearing a shirt or go out in the street with one of your dogs. And when someone makes a face because they don't know and they've heard all the bad stories and none of the good, walk up to them. Introduce them to your dog. Tell them your story. That's how things change. I mean, just to be completely honest, my mother was terrified of pit bulls her whole life. She didn't like them. She was scared of them. She believed everything that the media told her. No matter how much I talked to her, she didn't get it. What changed my mother's mind was this beautiful little brindle girl who moved into our neighborhood. And her owner did exactly what I'm telling everybody to do. Walked up to my mother, introduced her, and my mother instantly fell in love, because that's what these dogs do. They make you fall in love the second you meet them. She did, and from then on, she has been a staunch supporter and followed me 100%.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's where it started with me, Megan, was with family. And I was in kind of similar situation with these fears and, you know, believing the, you know, these myths and so on. And when I made my move from California here to Arizona, I had my two with me at the time. My eldest was Bean. She's a little bullet. She's a tiny girl. And Shavaya, who's my big blue big-headed guy. And she says, we're getting ready to, you know, take off and roll out. And my mother walks over to the car. She says, I got to pet Bean before you go. And after, you know, eight years, she finally went up and she pet this girl on the head. And I just said, she wouldn't pet the big guy, but she pet Bean. And that was enough for me. So start with your family if your family has these issues. And that's, you know, that's the only way. It's just if the person's open for the dialogue, by all means, if they're approachable, do it. Because, you know, let the dogs work their magic, because, it you know, you're going to find somebody.
I use my personal bully breeds as my service dogs, and I make sure we keep a ask to pet me, I'm friendly badge on my service dogs, and I'll use that a lot of time to educate people. You'd be surprised how many will pet a American Staffordshire Terrier and be, oh, this dog's so friendly, what is it? And I said, basically pit bull. Really? I thought pit bulls were vicious. You know, and it just,
right.
One person at a time, you just keep changing minds.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it takes. Yeah. That's exactly what it takes. And education is the other thing, not just about the breed itself, but about what rights people have and what laws are in effect and all the different things that most people don't know about until it's too late and they're faced with it. Education is one of the most powerful things that you can do in the animal industry, in the legal industry, in every industry. Education. I cannot stress that enough.
Yeah.
Yeah,
hey,
I agree.
If you're out there listening, this is a call-in show. You call in, again, give you a free sticker. 929-477-2860. 929-477-2860. This is 14 episodes in, and I'm still getting used to our new phone number there. So give us a call. This show is for you. Don't make us do all the work. But in the meantime, hey, let's have some fun. Megan and Debbie, you guys want to do some little quick trivia here while we're at it?
I'll do my best.
Yep, we'll right. do our best.
Diane, all right. I'm not playing.
Come on, dog father, you got to play.
He knows all the answers.
I know all the answers.
I know all the answers.
Yeah, no, but we're gonna do a little quick thing here. And advocates, if you want to call in on this too, we've got a T-shirt up for grabs. But I know that Debbie and Megan, you're gonna do well on this because of what you got going on in your worlds of advocacy. So. Diane, question number one. Are you asking the questions or am I asking the questions?
I'm sorry. I thought you were.
No. Okay. I'm going to ask question
Uh-oh.
Number one. I'm going to ask the first question here. I'm going to make it really easy on y'all.
Technical difficulty.
Right. We know all about that.
We sure do.
Question one, true or false? Pit bulls can lock their jaws, making escape impossible for what or whomever it has in its grip. I love the way that was written. That's not a loaded. What or whomever it's in its grip. Hey, ladies, can a pit bull lock their jaw, true or false?
Absolutely false.
False.
Yep.
Oh, my God. That's a gimmick. I'm going to throw you a curveball. The American Pit Bull Terrier. The American Pit Bull Terrier and the American Staffordshire Terrier are different breeds. True or false?
True.
Yeah.
True.
Debbie?
True.
False.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Okay,
let me tell
you stumped
why.
Me. You got me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Really?
The American
got me too.
Yeah. The American Staffordshire Terriers are registered with the AKC. The AKC does not recognize the American Pit Bull Terrier, but the UKC will register the American Pit Bull Terrier.
Oh, very wow. Nice little tricky one there.
That's a
yeah,
trick.
I told you I was going to.
You knew you was going to throw us a curveball.
Yeah.
The dog father got us.
Yes,
I got
yeah,
you.
He did.
I got you. I got you. Question three, are we on three? The American Pit Bull Terriers, as a breed, pass temperament tests with a better score than beagles. True or false?
True.
True it is.
Yay!
Question four.
Yay!
I'm gonna. Up, and we're gonna get you
dance.
With this. Yeah, there you go. All of Michael Vick's fighting dogs were put down. True or false?
False.
False. Everybody knows that's false. So let's get a 929-477-2860. Join the conversation. You got any questions for Megan, animal rights attorney? Megan, we had Dahlia Kanes on a few occasions, and you had mentioned the picnic that you hold every year, and that's coming up. We definitely want to promote that. We'll get that information up on the Pit Bull Advocate page. And this ban in Miami-Dade is lifted one day, especially for this event. Is that true?
I am pulling up the correct for you as we speak. because, of course, it's on the website, and you guys have to give me just a little bit of leeway today because you know where I'm located. It's actually after 11 o'clock. So I'm a little tired, but it is going to be this year. It's every year in November. But this year, it's November 4th. It starts at 10 a.m., and it is in the Amelia Earhart Park, which is where we held it last year. And exactly like you said, Dogfather, there is an exception in Miami-Dade County for that day that pit bulls are legal that come to that event. So nobody is going to show up to that event and take your dogs or mess with you. It's a time to show them off, to have fun with them, do some of the games, some of the competitions that we have. We have amazing contests. I believe we're even having a costume contest this year, which should be pretty fun. We have a lot of organizations come out and do show events where even if you are not registered, quote unquote, a purebred, you may be in these shows and compete with your dog, show off what's special about them. We have tons of vendors that come out. All sorts of things. It's an amazing, amazing event.
Yeah, those fun shows are, well, they're fun. It gives people an opportunity to go out and, you know, and show up their dogs. Mixed breed, purebred, registered, unregistered. You know, I mean, how many years has this picnic been going on?
Ooh, long since before I became involved with the coalition, I can tell you that. I think we're on our 10th this year. If I'm not mistaken.
In your 10th year.
So we've been doing it.
And in those.
Yeah, Dahlia's been running this for. Yeah. Oh, she's been part of this coalition for, I think, 20 years now since she founded it.
Yeah.
So this has been going on for a long time. It's gotten a lot bigger than it used to be. Last few years, it's been a huge event. So we're really excited about it.
Awesome. Hey, we're down to the last 3 minutes of regulation time, as we call it here. Megan, as I was saying. Thank you, Dosha. We get an additional 15 minutes, so we use up a few minutes of that to kind of wind down, get some final thoughts in, and then we play a closing track. So with that in mind, and in these 10 years that you've been doing these picnics, you have never had a single incident.
No, we have not.
And
human or dog related, we have never had one incident.
Right.
Wow. And
this is what happens when people come together for the cause, for something like this, that people are really focused on well-behaved dogs in the public setting, multiple dogs, pit bull type dogs, all in the same setting, and you guys prove time and time again, what these dogs are really like. So hats off to you, hats off to Dahlia and everyone who involves yourself. If you've been to a picnic, if you're listening, we'd love to hear from your experiences at these things. I think it's a great idea. And at Miami-Dade, if you're listening, if you can lift a van for a single day, for 10 years, and the people have proven to you time and time again, it's time to lift that ban. It's long overdue.
Absolutely.
It's long overdue.
Absolutely.
And we hope it falls deftly. Keep us up to date. Give us a call, you know, during any of the shows with updates. But let us know what's going on, because it's your fight is our fight.
Absolutely. And if I can just say one thing that I wanted to make sure your listeners all heard while we still have a little bit of time, little being the operative word, there's one right that I've noticed that most dog owners don't know that they have, and I want to make sure all your listeners know about this. What you need to understand about your animals is that they are deemed by the state and the feds to be property. I know everybody hates that. We hate that term.
Yeah.
We all hated that term. But there is good with that term. And what I want you all to know is because they have been deemed property, that gives you certain rights that you would not have otherwise. Meaning, it's the same rights you have for any property that you own. Meaning, if somebody shows up at your door without a warrant, they are not allowed to enter your home and take your dog. That's what you need to know. I don't care if it's animal control, animal services, whatever your county or your state calls them. They are still government employees, which means if they want to seize your property, which is what it is legally considered, they must have one of two things, either a warrant or they must have exigent circumstances, meaning there is an emergency right then that means they must do it. So please know your rights if someone shows up to your door. Know that you have a right not to answer your door. You have a right not to speak to them, and you have a right not to show them your animal without any paperwork being shown to you from them. Know that you have that right. If your county or your city has a special law that limits those rights, make sure that you know those laws. Make sure that you go on your county's website and look up all the rules that deal with your area. Every area is specific, but you do have a right to protect your own property, always. So I want to make sure your listeners know that. And if you're not sure and you don't know what to do, there's not a lot of animal rights attorneys out there, but find one in your area, ask them a question. We all love animals just as much as you guys do, so we are always there to help you. And if you can't find someone in your area, please feel free to give me a call. I have a website. My firm's name is Caputo Law, PA. You can find me on the internet. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me through the coalition's website or through their Facebook as well. So reach out to either myself or someone else and make sure that someone is watching and taking care of your rights for you.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Well, that
and that is a touchy subject, you know, between, you know, companion animal, dog owner. I'm a firm believer in leaving it as it is because, as you stated, you have rights. You know, no warrant, don't open your door, you know, exactly, with you on that one. So, well, we're getting down here with the overtime, and I think we've got a little bit of time. We can get a few more things in there. Debbie, Diane, Joe, can you hear me? Test 1, 2, 3. Have you got us back?
Yes. Yes, can hear you.
Yeah, Joe?
Yeah.
Where's Joe? Joe's having some audio problems there.
I got it.
Go. Joe, all right. Have you got any questions here for Megan before we run out the door? I know you know with running a rescue, you might have any sort of questions that might pertain to your rescue work.
Not anything I can think of offhand. I mean, over here, our state is really pretty well. We have one city that has a BSL in effect that's over in Eastern Oregon, and it has been suggested in several cities and statewide several times and always has been shot down. So, you know, we've been real fortunate there.
Yeah. You know, another thing to look out, we're talking about the county and, you know, go to your local representatives before you go straight to the state. Keep your eye on California this election coming up. Gavin Newsom, big time pit bull hating, you know, greasy. He was at the time the mayor of San Francisco calling for a complete outright ban on pit bulls in the state of California. We dodged a bullet because the state constitution prevented bans of any breed or type of dog. What we got is a mandatory spay and neuter bill, which is totally unenforceable, and a complete waste of taxpayer dollars getting the same implemented through the state legislator. So keep your eye on California. It's a tricky situation that they're in right now. Decisions that they're going to have to make regarding their next governor. I have repeatedly been ignored by, is it John Cox? The tell me if I got it wrong. He's the Republican candidate. On his view and position on SB 861, and I have got nothing but a runaround. So that might tell you something about him there, because it certainly tells me something with that. So
I have a quick question.
Megan, have you?
Megan, my dog is my service dog. I have PTSD.
Okay.
Is there anything, you know, like different or anything that I should know? Like, are they, a lot of people think they're protected and special, and then others don't think so.
Okay, yeah, that's a big issue that gets brought up with me a lot. Let me break it down for everybody. Service animals, actual service animals, are protected.
Mm-hmm.
They are protected by the American with Disabilities Act. That is a federal act, which means that no state can try and stop any protections that the ADA has in effect. What that means is,
okay,
if you go to enter any public area, even a private apartment complex, things like that, your animal is always protected. They cannot refuse you. They cannot put restrictions on you that you can't live in this area or that area because you have a service animal. It doesn't even matter if they have a ban on all animals. We see that a lot in South Florida. There are a lot of apartment complexes that do not allow pets. And a lot of people come to me and say, but I have a service animal, and they're telling me I can't live there. That is 100% against the ADA. And what that means is they can get in a lot of trouble if they do not allow you in there. Now, can they charge you a pet fee? Yes, they can. They can absolutely do that. They can refuse service animals if there has been an issue with the animal. That's a big misconception as well. Just because it's a
yeah.
service animal, if that dog is showing aggression in any form, they can ban that dog for that reason. But they can never, ever disallow a service dog simply because they don't allow pets. And that goes for public areas as well. The other misconception is that protection does not extend to therapy dogs or emotional support animals. The
yeah.
ADA protection
okay.
is for service animals. And the other thing
yeah.
that I want people to realize, some states have extra protection for therapy animals and for emotional support animals. Florida is one of those states. Florida has a rule for emotional support animals that helps you with housing and things like that. So you need to look up in your state if you have additional protection. The final thing that I will say that I just had to advise some more people about this past week is, please do not listen to these companies that are all over the website, all over the web, telling you that you have to take this course or do this specific thing in order to have your dog, quote unquote, registered as a service animal. There is no requirement like that. So do not let these people take your money. What you need to do is you need
yeah.
to see your doctor. You get a doctor's note stating that it is that you require a service animal, and then all you need to do is show that animal provides one service for you. It does something specifically for you, performs an action. That is all the ADA
yeah.
requires. Do not let somebody tell you that you need some special piece of paper or some other documentation. And do not let any of these organizations force you to show some sort of other documentation to allow you to live somewhere or go somewhere. It is not allowed. And again, if you have issues with these, it happens every day. Contact an animal rights or an ADA attorney in your area. Those are cases I take all the time. Dahlia, who is also a paralegal, her firm takes them. Please let one of us know. We are more than happy to fight for you because we cannot stand people's rights being taken over.
Good to know.
Basically,
good stuff,
the way
no.
that
hey,
the,
yeah. Joe, yeah,
basically
go ahead.
The way
about,
that ADA is
here.
Okay. Basically, the way ADA has the law written, it's basically the same thing as taking an air tank away from somebody that needs it to breathe. They're considered a medical equipment.
100%. Very well put.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay, Joe, Diane, Megan, Pitbull Debbie, thanks for calling in and being part of this, and thanks for playing trivia with us.
Hey, you're so
next Wednesday,
welcome. Thank you.
Yeah. So next Wednesday is going to be an early show, and that's going to be 3:30 here in Mountain 3, 4, 5, 6:30 there on the East Coast. Jeff Coltenbeck, Pity Rescue, Inc., and among other things he's got going in. So looking forward to that show. So this is the this has been the Pitbull Advocate. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in.
Even if you're the best, so let's stop the competition now, or we will both be losers. I'm ashamed I ever tried to be higher than the rest. Brother, I am not alone. We've all tried to be on top of the world somehow, 'cause we have all been losers. I don't wanna be laid down. No, I don't wanna die nowhere. That I spent so much time when I was just trying to be the winner. So I wanna make it clear now, I wanna make it known that I don't care about any of that shit no more. Don't care about being a winner or being cool with women or going out on Friday. Being the life of parties, no, no more, no. There will always be someone worse than you. Don't let it get to your head, 'cause you won't be on top of the world so long. In constant competition. This ain't about no one in particular, but I can list a few. I'm removing myself from the queue. Don't care about being a winner or being cool with women or going out on Friday. Being the
Good night.
Good night, everyone.